going on, y'all, up there, up north in Jersey? Listen, you listening to Gospel Jazzations with Tony Smith on WFDU 89.1 FM. By the way, this comedian Rod Z. Holla at your boy.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations, 2:03 in the AM. That's my Aunt Gwen just called in, man.
What's up, Aunt Gwen?
From Augusta, GA. She's tuning in.
Tuning in at work.
All right, all right.
Just all wanted to let us know that she had her ears on and she was listening. And she hadn't spoken to you.
Yeah, yeah.
But we good, Aunt Gwen.
Yeah, we're doing well, doing well. And yeah, April 12th, Marky D will be in the house at the Logan Family Worship Center right here in Hackensack, New Jersey. And Don Corey's on that bill, man. Don Corey's going to be doing his thing. You didn't hear the promo because you were on the phone there. But Marky D will be in the house. Check that out. I heard him on Stacey Wendell's show.
When's going to let us know, Don? When were you going to let us know?
This thing on.
Yeah, see how he do? How you doing?
Don was busy this weekend, man.
Yes, he was.
He's all over the place. But yeah, check Don out. April 12th, Marky D will be in the house, Logan Family Worship Center, right there on Central Avenue, right next to Mount Olive Baptist Church. Pastor Jackson, how you doing, boy? But it was good hearing Marky on Stacey Wendell's show. They were having a fun time, man. I heard y'all. I heard you, boy. But yeah, yeah, we'll be talking that up real soon. 2:04 in the AM, Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. We got someone else on the line, man. Who we got? Who does Eeyore? Who does Eeyore?
The Happy Man.
What's up, Happy
What's
Man?
What's going on, boy? Greg Haynes in the house. HappyGuitar.com is the website. How you doing, my friend?
Man, I'm doing good. Thank you for showing the love, man.
Oh, you know how we do here, yeah. Brother Greg.
Man, you so happy, I just got happy.
Well, Doc, we're going to show you some love
and
here in the Louis.
Ah, nice.
Oh, man, we just really, I'm getting so many calls. And even last week, man, I got so many calls.
Really?
Wow. From your radio show and your listeners and MySpace, and got some new friends. And,
yeah, man.
So we just want to thank you, man. That's what it's all about, networking, man.
That's right.
Great thing. We just so excited about you coming down. And I tell you, you will never forget this experience in St. Louis. A lot of musicians, good musicians.
Yeah.
And we just gonna make it happen this year. I really do feel good about this conference.
Good, man. And again, the number that people can call
is 314-869-6594.
One more time, brother.
314-869-6594.
And they can log into HappyGuitar.com for more information.
HappyGuitar.com. Everything is on there. You'll see our MySpace, which is Happy Guitar as well. But both of those, you'll get information, detailed information. You just need to come on to the Louis. It's a free conference.
See, y'all. You don't get that too often, man.
No registration fee. I just feel the people will be a blessing if they are blessed.
Yeah. Well, I am definitely looking forward to it as well, Brother Greg, and I appreciate you for just even inviting me, man.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. You know, you show the love so much. You know, we have to reach back out, and, you know, freely if we receive, we got to give back.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, yes, sir.
That's what it's all about, man. So I just called to say hello, man.
Thank you, man.
Shout out to everybody. My main man, Kevin Moore.
Yeah, yeah, he's tuning in. Hopefully he ain't hurting too much, you know, eating all those White Castles. It was his anniversary this past weekend, man.
You know it, Doc.
His wedding anniversary. Shout out to you, Brother Kevin.
All right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, man.
Yes, sir.
Don Corey wanted me to say, I can't put it out the way Don does it. And he says, God bless your wife.
Wow. Wow.
Putting up with you for all those years.
You got a lot of nerve.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you got to put up with him every week.
He's a good brother.
Yeah.
Marlon Devine and different others.
Yeah,
and,
you know.
And you'll get a chance to meet Rod Tate.
I'm looking forward to it.
My partner in Christ.
Yes, sir. What's the name of your crew when you guys are together?
The Too Smooth Duo.
See? The Too Smooth Duo.
Hey, Greg.
Too Smooth Duo.
since you got the smooth, what is it, smooth what?
Duo.
Smooth Duo? Mm-hmm. I just want to be in this silky quintet.
Come on with it, man. Come on with it.
Wow. Hey, you know what? Funny, Merlon called in about half an hour after you got off the air last week.
Uh-huh.
I said, man, where you been? Oh, I'm just waking up, man. Is Greg on? I said, Greg is gone, brother.
Yeah, you know he is.
Yeah, but he said he might come on down, too.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, to have other musicians of the same likeness to come and just to support.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, it's a three-day, you know, affair. It's going to be so nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, workshops and then the jam sessions and then you know, spiritual, you know,
yeah,
it's music and word of knowledge, word of God, word of advice,
right?
So all those things are going to be happening just to sow into the kingdom.
Wonderful. And I'm definitely looking forward to it, man. happyguitar.com is the website. Hit them up on MySpace as well. Happy Guitar. That's Brother Greg Haynes from St. Louis, from the Louis.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, my brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
and
you. Staying
all your wonderful listeners.
God bless. God bless you. Y'all go ahead and support Brother Greg Haynes, man. HappyGuitar.com for more information. We're going to get you on a map, brother. You're going to be worldwide, my man. I'm telling you.
I receive that, my brother. I receive that. All right.
We're going to have a good time, Greg. We're going to have a good time, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Take care, Doc.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Brother Greg Haynes right here live on Gospel Jazzations. We get all the celebrities.
That's right.
201-692-2012 is the number. Yeah. So are these boys Saturday night right here in Jersey at Blend Live in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Don't rub it in.
Soul Live was on point with Brother Sam Kenninger on saxophone, man. Oh my goodness.
And Neil was there.
Neil, oh, he was on point. He had that Hammond hot rodded, JP. I don't know what he did to that organ, but that bad boy was hot rodded. What? Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Anyway, don't get me started. 210 in the AM.
You can't make this stuff
can't
up.
Can't make it up. 210 in the AM. It is Gospel Jazzation, WFDU 89.1 FM. Shout out once again to Sophia Dyer out there in Bermuda tuning in, trying to get herself together for her trip to Boston. Is that your first time going to Boston, Sophia? She hit me up. She hit me up just that quick. What's she saying here? Oh, she's saying, well, off the air. Nah, go ahead and nah, girl, you better go ahead and re-log on. It must be your internet connection. No, we're still on 201-692-2012, streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. All right, this is a recording I did. This is a Tony Smith Gospel Jazzations exclusive. This is Natalie Wilson and SOP. They had their live CD release concert at Agape out there in Rahway, New Jersey, all right? Pastor Lawrence Powell is the pastor, and y'all going to enjoy this. Jay Michael, who was on the program last week here live in the studios, does a little shum at the end. I don't think you heard this, JP. Maybe you have, because I used to play this quite regularly when you used to tune in.
Okay.
But this is a Gospel Jazzation's Tony Smith, Tone in the House recording. But you're going to like this here. Check it out. This is free right here on Gospel Jazzations. You're only going to get it here on Gospel Jazzations. Check it out.
SOP alumni, where you at? Where you seeing SOP? Yeah.
That's crazy, huh, JP?
That is crazy. That boy crazy.
That boy good.
That's getting crazy.
The song entitled Free, that was a live recording of Tone Tone Gospel Jazzation's live recording at Agape in Rahway.
Exclusive.
Exclusive featuring J. Michael. J. Michael.
That boy crazy.
That boy crazy. We're going to get some music on from J. Michael in just a minute. But once again, shout out to Brother Todd, who just gave a quick call in. He said that he heard from Nicole. I said, yeah, man, turn your radio on, brother. Nicole calling a couple of times already.
What's going on, Todd?
But he says hello to you, bro. Also, shout out once again to Sophia Dyer, still tuning in. She restarted her computer, so she's back on right now, tuning in. So she got us on. Thank you, Sophia, girl. Better get the packing, man. What time is your flight? And also shout out to my Aunt Gwen listening in from Fort Gordon Hospital in Augusta, Georgia.
That's right.
My main man, Brother Greg Haynes, Happy Guitar, happyguitar.com. This is his website out there in St. Louis, in the Louis. Chris Paulson out there in Australia, Brisbane, Australia. How you doing, Chris? And thanks to everyone at Mount Olive Baptist Church, Sister Yvonne Wilson for having Tone Tone and the crew on Saturday night. And then, of course, on Sunday, the Lebanon Lodge out there in Jamaica, Queens. Brother Arthur Cheatham and Sister Barbara Cheatham also had the crew on out on Sunday night with the choir, Refining Faith. I'm calling y'all the choir. It's not the choir, the ensemble, the crew. Y'all did y'all thing, I'm telling you. And the Mime Ministry of Emmanuel Mime. All right, we're going to pick up this call. It's 2:30 in the a.m. Going to give you some music coming to you from Victor Wooten, who's going to be in the area. He's at the Highline Ballroom right here in New York City. All right, on this coming Thursday. So check him out. Log on to HighlineBallroom.com for more information. Want to give him a quick shout out. 201-692-20 is the number. Streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. My name is Tony Smith, along with my co-host in the house, JP, who's talking to someone on the line. JP, Don Corey's resting. He should have been calling in. That boy is drooling on the left side of the pillow right about now. All right. He said he's got to go to Virginia in the morning. And he said he's going to call in, but yeah, right. All right. Thanks, Brother Brownskin 007, for tuning in. And Pastor Smith, his mom, for calling in as well. Giving us the word early in the morning. Looking to come on down there to San Antonio later on in the year, all right? We'll keep you abreast of what goes on this music conference, all right? 201-692-2012. 201-692-2012. Shout out once again to Stacy Wendell, who is back on the airwaves this past Sunday night, Monday morning. Y'all check her out on Gospel Revelations. All right, so stay tuned for her. I'm sure she's glad to be back here in the seat. And thanks to all of you who've been praying for her, keeping her in prayer during her recovery from gallbladder surgery. Had to have that bad boy taken out. But she's doing a whole lot better, y'all. So thank you for all of your prayers. Stacy Wendell, right here on Gospel Revelations. All right, 2:32 in the AM. We'll be right back with you. Here's some music from Victor Wooten. Give us a call, 201-692-2012. Hit us up on MySpace. at Gospel Jazzations, or Tony Smith on sax, or Tony Smith sax bass. All those bad boys, you'll be able to catch JP, Don Corey, 007 Brownskin, Brownskin 007, Sister CC. Of course, City Girl Cynthia is on there. Brother Todd, Sister Nicole, Sharon Addison is on that bad boy. How you doing, Sharon? It's good to speak with you the other day. Girl, you be careful out there, all right? But you can catch all the Gospel Jazzations family on MySpace. That's how we do, spreading the word. You know how we do. All right. Send me email at tony@tonysmith.com. I'm sure Kevin will be calling in just a few minutes, telling us all about his escapades this past weekend. It was his anniversary, y'all. Want to hear all about that. Brother Kevin, log on to kevinmoremusic.org. kevinmoremusic.org is his website. That boy real good, too. And he's funny, too, man. He's real funny. All right. It's Gospel Jazzations right here on WFDU 89.1 FM.
Oh, praying for me, I say a prayer for you.
Don't know where I'll end up,
as I
empty out my cup,
so
say a prayer for me.
Say a prayer for me.
Say a prayer for me.
For me,
and I'll say a prayer for you.
Thank you.
about to go in.
Oh my goodness. None other than Derrick Jackson. The one and the only. Fantastic. That's the doctor right there.
That's the real doc.
That's the real doc. The song entitled I Need Thee, right here in Gospel Jazzations. Right before that, Victor Wooten gave you the song Prayer. Prayer. And as I said before, he's appearing at the Highline Ballroom this coming Thursday. Live here, right here in New York City. Oh, Sophia says she's falling asleep at the PC. She's got to get up tomorrow. It's already tomorrow, girl. You better go ahead and go to sleep.
That's right.
All right. You have a safe trip to Boston, and I'll see you on Sunday out there in Bermuda. All right. All right. We got a call on the line. I got to transfer this guy over. You know, cause it's all good when this brother calls in.
Yes, it is.
What's going on, Kev?
I need your hand right now. And God said,
"What he said? What he say, Reverend?"
He said, "If Todd would just lean his head towards the radio, that his dreadlocks would grow back." Grow back, Todd. And God said,
"What he say, Reverend?"
That if Nicole just lift her foot right now, she'll grow back that fifth toe.
Actually, Reverend, we got a praise report. She got healed.
She got healed, see?
She got healed.
I spoke it. Now, shout on your good foot. Shout on the good foot.
Hold on, he didn't watch that YouTube, did he?
Yes, he did.
And God said, "Be healed." How you feel? No, for real. How you feel?
Still hurt, Pastor.
The pain is gone.
No, it ain't gone, Pastor.
Just lift your hands and tell him thank you.
I'm gonna need my $35 back, Pastor.
That's okay. You need to rub it a little more. Rub the cloth a little more.
We'll get some Advil.
They take some Buckley's.
That's what Nicole had, Kev. She tried Buckley's last week, bro. You know what? She made the mistake of smelling it first before taking it.
I told her she messed up when she did that.
What, she thought it was Jell-O pudding?
Fluorescent roses. Lavender.
You know you can't do that, Nicole, girl. Come on. How you gonna smell a bottle of Buckley's first before taking it? I just messed it all up for you. Of course. She gonna be mad putting up business on the street like that.
Oh, man.
Enough said.
Enough said. There you go. Enough said. How you doing, Ken? Happy anniversary to you, brother.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. God is good.
Good, man. All right. Yes, sounds good. Oh. Sounds good, brother. Another year?
Yes, sir.
Another year under your belt?
Another year, yes, sir. Another year. Another day's journey. I'm so glad.
Mm-hmm. I can hear, yes, Don, sir. Now, but, you know.
Yeah, Don called me. He called me. I commend your wife for sticking with you.
See?
You know what?
I said, yeah, that's all right. Mm-hmm. My brother, he missed out on a blessing this weekend.
That's right.
We was hunting everybody down.
Sure were, man.
Yeah.
Calling everybody.
If I had Todd and Nicole, nobody would have called them, but I didn't have their number.
Oh, okay.
Over there in Westchester. Yes, sir. Oh. I even called Cedric. He said, "Oh man, I'm ready." He said, "I'm ready to go." And then Carl called me back. So I already got him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So yeah, I was calling everybody.
It was good.
Hunting everybody down.
Yes, sir. But it's all good. So shout out to the East Coast family. And I heard Greg Haynes called in earlier.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to my brother Greg Haynes up there.
Yes, sir.
Brother Forrest, you need to call somebody back. I've been trying to reach him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to get Forrest back on the air, man.
Because I'll be headed back down there, so I was trying to get some information from him.
Mm-hmm.
But brother, he's slow to respond. I understand he's a teacher too.
Right.
You know, so.
Yes, he is. But he's a real teacher, though.
Yeah, he's a real teacher. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
What credentials?
I understand.
Yes, sir. Yeah, because they have, you know, the Kojic has this thing, licensed and unlicensed ministers. So even though you'd be licensed and unlicensed, you know, which one are you?
Yeah.
Don Corey. He's licensed and licensed.
Yeah, wow.
Yes, sir.
We're still checking out that. The jury's
still out
on that. Oh, it was good, yeah. Man. It was good. Good. We had a good time over the weekend, you know. JP held it down on Sunday night, man. You know, our drummer was late getting there. So, you know what JP did, man? He flipped that Phantom. You got the Phantom, right?
Yeah, Phantom.
Rolling Phantom. Flipped that bad boy and started playing drums on that.
What? Like,
yes, he did. He sure did. Hey, Kevin, don't laugh, man. It sounded like a real drummer was in the house. Nah.
I know.
We don't
I
need
know.
No drummers. We don't need no sticks.
Yeah.
You don't need these jerrys. We don't need
JP
these rings.
JP ain't no joke.
JP is the real thing, man. He's the real deal, McNeil. But thanks, JP, for holding it down, bro.
No problem.
Stupid, man.
What would y'all add up in the sticks again?
Nah, man. Nah, Joey.
Nah, we was in the city.
We were in Jamaica, Queens, man. We in the hood. We in the hood, brother. South Jamaica. Holding it down, doing our thing.
Because people are like, where's the drum set at? It's like it's in my fingers.
It sure was.
You can't see.
But it was good, man. I saw Soul Live on Saturday. Sam Kinninger was holding it down on sax, man. Incredible, I got to tell you.
Well, Brother David Sanborn.
Yeah, man.
What's the man? On Wednesday night, I had a chance to go hear him. And they said, anybody that want to stay for the second show, you're welcome to stay for free.
Mm.
So I called my wife. I said, I'm just going to stay for about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 15 turning the 50.
You shouldn't have committed to that,
see,
right?
15 turning the 50, right, didn't
you? Yeah, I lied. I knew it was a lie when it came out of my mouth.
Wow. 15
sorry,
minutes.
So I repented. Then I went back for a triple dose on Friday night.
Wow.
And, man, it was on point, man. So I definitely had a chance to take a picture and get an autograph and speak to the man that inspired me when I was a little boy.
Hey,
he said he got his professional start in 1967. I said, well, man, that's all. All my life. And he's still, Tony, he's still holding it down.
Wow.
How old is he?
Wow.
Well, if he started in 1967, he's got to be in his mid-60s, I'm thinking.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because you're talking over 40-some years ago as a start, as a professional start. So he said they're in the negotiation process right now trying to release those. You remember he used to have the David Sanborn show?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so he said they're working on that right now. He said, you know,
good.
he knows they're up on YouTube, but they're trying to get you know, all the rights or whatever they need to do to get that out on DVD. So, I mean, that'll be something for everyone. I need to hold down.
I'll be the first one to get my copy.
That's right.
But no, I started listening to Sanborn too coming up as well, Kev. I got his first album, the one with the big hair, you know, with the open shirt, the whole nine yards. You got that?
Mm-hmm. All right. No, let me see. The first one I bought of his. See, you're a little older than me, so I got back.
You know what? You know what?
I think I didn't come along until about Backstreet. I think that was the first time I was able to do Sanborn, Backstreet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple of albums earlier than that, man.
Yeah. See, you got the vinyl. I came in when cassettes was introduced.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got the real vinyl, man.
Yeah, vinyl. You was on vinyl 8-track.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. My father still got his 8-track, as a matter of fact. Don't laugh. 8-track's coming back, man. 8-track's coming back.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're coming back.
Keep waiting, Tone. Hey, those were classics, man. Those 8-track were classic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The 8-track. You're talking about 8-track or real? Yeah, 8-track. I had an 8-track in a 77 Eldorado my dad gave me when I was a sophomore in high school.
What?
Yeah, Sun Rooftop.
Go ahead, sing the song. Go on, sing the song.
With the gangster lean. And I had two broken struts that I never got fixed. I would just ride that mug to school. But I had that 8-track. I had
that was Earth, Low Wind Rider, right?
Yeah, I had Earth, Wind, and Fire. I had what else I have in there? I had Cameo.
See, there's someone chiming in right now. There's someone chiming in right now. Pick that up, JP. Who that is, man. They got to add their 2 cents to it.
I had the Time rolling up in there.
At the Time? Time was on 8-track?
Yeah. Well, I put it on 8-track.
Wow.
My mom had one of them old school consoles where you put the record on it, and it had a 8-track recorder in there. So you stick the 8-track in and record from the record to the 8-track.
Nice.
And, yeah, so I was only on rolling with the Time on 8-track. 7779311. And that wow. was a song, right?
Yep.
Nice.
Don't know nothing about that.
Nah. The youngins don't know anything about that.
Nah.
Wow.
Whew, yeah, but it's all good, man. But I definitely just get my shout out. I appreciate
before you
on doing
before
your
you
thing,
get
man.
Your shout outs, Kev.
What's, go ahead.
What's one of your favorite songs?
One of my favorite songs? What do you mean?
Period. It doesn't have to, whether it be gospel, jazz, or what is your favorite song? Right now.
Man.
If I had one
right now, my favorite song that's been burning my ear right now.
Yeah.
Is that Breakout.
The Breakout, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
For that live in Tokyo.
Yes, sir.
That ain't no joke, nah. Sick.
Somebody say you wouldn't pick the Left Side Baptist Corner Church that sings the A and B selection. It's like
sing what?
The A and the B selection.
What they sing?
I don't know.
Who was that? Lisa?
No, I was just asking the question.
Oh no. No.
Actually, we haven't heard from Lisa.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs I've been playing though is actually "Desperate for You." It's, I don't know if you guys know that one. You know that, JP?
No, who's it by?
I want to say it's Martha Minuzzi. "This Is the Air I Breathe." Is that a Martha Minuzzi song?
I'm not sure.
It's a worship song. It's worship.
Martha Minuzzi nice. Or Israel Nouri?
I want to say it's. Well, you know who did it? I think Byron Cates did it on one of his projects. Not this last one, but the previous one.
Okay.
I think he did a little piece of "Desperate for You."
Okay.
Yeah, that's really nice. Nice too.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm a funkster, so I love anything with funk in it.
I understand.
My heart. Yeah.
I totally understand.
And anything Tony do with the weapon is on hit. Tony on the weapon, and what's my man on the keys that make the voices?
Pastor Wilson.
When he go to the Take Six voices, it's a wrap.
Listen, he took that thing somewhere else Sunday.
That's a deadly combination right there.
I was trying to play drums and keys at the same time. It's like, wow, these, I don't see no hardware. These boys got sounds coming out of nowhere. And people was like amazed. It's like, where's the drums at?
Man, that's a deadly combination right there.
It was deadly. The secret weapon did come out, though.
It came out?
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, man, I brought it out, bro. I brought it out. All right, I'm back. I had to take a call behind the scenes there. Sorry about that.
But, Kev, when it came out, it was these sisters sitting to the left, to the right of us.
Uh-huh.
They was like, ooh, what's that? Ooh. Ooh.
that's the group Refining Faith, man. They truly enjoyed it. They said, you guys are good, man. Where y'all from? But they were just as good, man.
Yeah, they was excellent.
Okay.
But we had a wonderful time. Wonderful time, Kev.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yes, sir. Yes, I appreciate everybody, Todd and everybody sending out the birthday shouts, anniversary shouts.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty busy month for me, but glad to get through it. God is good.
Yes, he is.
So looking forward to another year of joy and happiness.
Joy and happiness. Make your mama feel right. Yeah.
let one go around.
Y'all better save your voices. The 3 o'clock hour is coming up.
Oh, that's
sure make
enough.
No mistakes
oh, okay,
about
all right.
It.
All right, let me get set up, brother. Okay.
y'all tune it up.
Yeah, man. Got a minute and a half going. All right, let me get my music together, Kev.
All right, man.
All right.
And he's out, y'all. Thanks, Kev.
And I'm out.
All right, brother. Kevin Moore right here on Gospel Jazz Nation, WFDU 89.1 FM. All right, let me get myself set up here. It's coming to the top of the hour of 3 o'clock. Our number here in the studios is 201-692-2012. We are streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. We'll be right back with you in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.